Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of technology and well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, liking, sharing, but somehow, still feeling empty? Like there's a giant gap between what you see online and how you actually feel? You're not alone. That's where today's episode comes in. Building emotional intelligence through self-awareness. We're diving deep into understanding ourselves better, because seriously, who else knows us better than we do? Now, emotional intelligence isn't some fancy buzzword reserved for therapists or supermodels. It's about being aware of our own emotions, understanding why we feel the way we do, and learning to manage those feelings in healthy ways. Think of it like your personal GPS for navigating the roller coaster of life. And the first step on that journey? Self-awareness. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Emotions aren't bad, they're information. Ever heard someone say, "Don't be so emotional"? Yeah, I think we can toss that idea right out the window. Emotions are signals, friends. They're telling us something important about ourselves and our experiences. Feeling angry? That might mean you've been pushed beyond your limits or something feels unfair. Feeling anxious? Maybe you're facing a challenge that requires extra focus. Learning to identify these emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, is crucial for understanding what makes us tick. 2. Mindful moments matter. Think of mindfulness as taking a time out from your internal chatter and simply observing what's happening in this moment. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and pay attention to your surroundings. Notice the sounds you hear, the sensations in your body, even the thoughts flitting through your mind. This practice helps us become more aware of our emotional landscape, without judgment. 3. Journaling is your secret weapon. Seriously, grab a notebook or open that notes app. Writing down your feelings can be incredibly liberating and insightful. Don't worry about perfect grammar or making sense, just let it all out. Think of it as a conversation with yourself, where you can explore your emotions without any pressure. 4. Body language speaks volumes. Ever catch yourself slouching when you're feeling down? Or smiling even when you don't feel like it? Our bodies are incredible communicators, constantly sending signals about how we feel. Pay attention to your posture, facial expressions, and gestures. They can reveal a lot about your emotional state, even if you're trying to hide it. 5. Seek support, connect with others. You don't have to go through this journey alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members about what you're going through. Share your feelings, listen to theirs, and build a supportive network. Remember, vulnerability is strength. It takes courage to be honest about how we feel, and that can create powerful connections. You know that feeling when you're having a tough day, but then someone just gets it? They understand what you're going through without you even needing to explain? That's the power of emotional intelligence. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level and build genuine relationships. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a challenging project. You're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, maybe even a little anxious. But because you've honed your self-awareness, you recognize those feelings. Instead of letting them spiral out of control, you take a moment to breathe, center yourself, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary situation. You approach the challenge with a clear head and a calm demeanor, knowing that you have the tools to overcome it. Now, remember those key takeaways? Think about how you can apply them in your own life. Start with small steps. Take a few minutes each day for mindfulness practice, jot down your feelings in a journal, or simply pay closer attention to your body language. The journey towards emotional intelligence is ongoing. It's a continuous process of self-discovery and growth. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more confident, resilient, and capable of navigating life's ups and downs with grace. So, what's your next step? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from this journey, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building emotional intelligence together. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.